Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, January 22nd, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Domtar's Kingsport Mill has resumed operation and produces its first container board roll. And also making headlines this past week, Indy Paper was going to increase its efficiency at its Rumford division with support from grant funding. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today. And we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Zurich. Amcor makes acquisition. Amcor announced that it has entered into an agreement to acquire Shanghai-based MDK. That's the name of the company, MDK. MDK generates annual sales of approximately $50 million and is a leading producer of medical device packaging, a key growth segment for Amcor. Now, MDK's coating capabilities, medical-based, paper-based packaging offerings, and customer base complements Amcor's existing portfolio, further enhancing its leading position in the Chinese medical device packaging market. The addition of MDK also strengthens Amcor's leadership in the broader Asian-Pacific medical packaging segment, which now comprises of four manufacturing sites serving the China, India, Japan, and Southeast Asian markets. The acquisition is subject to customary regulatory approvals and is expected to close in the March 2023 quarter. Dateline Sweden. Sodra hikes timber prices. Sodra says it's raising and hiking the prices of the spruce and pine timber purchased by members. Timber prices are now at historically high levels and reflect the market's strong demand, Sodra said. There is still strong demand on the timber market, and the need for timber is expected to be high in the forest industry during the spring, Sodra added. This is mainly for normal spruce and pine timber. Sodra is therefore raising the timber prices for pine and spruce from January 19th by Swedish kroner 30% per cubic meter. Here's an interesting quote, quote, "It is gratifying that the demand for family forests trees," now let me say that again, quote, "It's an interesting quote, quote, "It is gratifying that the demand for family forestry's products remains high, albeit with a weaker price picture on the finished goods market. We are constantly working to strengthen the profitability of Sodra's members' forest farms, and our timber prices are now at a historically high level. We assess the high demand will continue during the spring, and it is important to maintain a high rate of felling during the winter and spring in order to meet this," says Peter Carlson, the business area manager for Sodra Skog. Now, the following price adjustments apply from the 19th of January 2023. Standard timber and of spruce and pine is increased by Swedish kroner 30 by cubic meters FUB. The premium for hardwood fuels is included in the basic price, the company said. The basic price will be Swedish kroners 330 for cubic meter, cubic feet for beech and oak, and Swedish 300/cubic meters cubic feet for fuel wood and other hardwood species. Basically, they're hiking prices for timber. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Again, Dateline Sweden. Essity ranked one of the world's most sustainable companies. Essity has once again been recognized as one of the world's 100 most sustainable companies by the Corporate Knights. The list was announced during the World Economic Forum in Davos. The Global 100 list represents the top 1% of companies in the world in terms of sustainability performance. The Corporate Knights analyzes and compares 6,720 publicly traded companies with a minimum gross revenue of $1 billion U.S. dollars against global industry peers. The ranking is based on 25 quantitative key performance indicators, including what are they included? Sustainable revenue, sustainable investment, taxes paid, carbon productivity, and racial and gender diversity. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Tennessee. Dumped Tar's Kingsport Mill resumes operation and produces its first containerboard roll. Dumped Tar's Kingsport Mill recently produced its first 100% recycled containerboard. The milestone marks the culmination of a two-year, $350 million investment project to convert the former uncoated free-sheet paper mill into Dumped Tar's first 100% recycled packaging facility. Here comes a quote, quote, "This is a monumental day for Dumped Tar that marks our official entry into the containerboard market," said Steve Henry, Dumped Tar's executive vice president and chief operating officer. Steve continues, quote, "I am proud of the packaging mill and an extended Dumped Tar team for their hard work and commitment. We are also grateful to our community for their support throughout the project." Now, the Kingsport Mill is the largest recycled manufacturer in Tennessee, home to the second largest recycled containerboard machine in North America. Each year, the mill will convert about 660,000 tons of recovered fiber into high-quality recycled performance linerboard and corrugated medium. Dumped Tar will hold an official grand opening celebration at the Kingsport Mill in 2023. Dateline, Rumford, Maine. ND Paper doing increase efficiency at Rumford Division with support from grant funding. Maine Governor Janet Mills announced an award of $1 million from the final round of the Forest Recovery Initiative of her Maine Jobs and Recovery Plan to ND Paper for an upcoming project at ND Paper's Rumford Division to enhance the efficiency of its R15 packaging paper machine. Here comes a quote, quote, "This financial support will greatly assist our efforts to increase the efficiency of our R15 paper machine and ultimately the long-term sustainability of the Rumford Mill. With help from the state of Maine, we are able to improve our critical areas of the machine that will benefit our customers and establish R15 as a leading producer of packaging papers in America," said Ken Liu, Group Deputy Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of ND Paper. Now, administered through the Maine Technology Institute, also known as MTI, the final round of the Forest Recovery Initiative awarded $14 million in grant funding to 19 organizations in an effort to increase company competitiveness and support wage growth for Maine workers. According to MTI, grant recommendations align with the Maine Economic Development Strategy 2020 to 2029 and Maine Jobs and Recovery Plan by supporting locally grown talent, promoting innovation, and building bridges for training and education opportunities to meet workforce needs and create family-sustaining jobs. Quote, "The work we're doing at our Rumford division is a huge part of our future and our 100-year vision to thrive as a business and as a positive contributor to the communities in which we operate, said Lou. Lou continued, quote, "We would like to extend our sincere thanks to Governor Mills and the state of Maine for their support of both Indy Paper and the forest products industry throughout this exceptional program." End of quote. Dateline Kings Evolves, Quebec. Cascades ranked 20th most sustainable company in the world. For the fourth year in a row, the media, research, and financial information products company Corporate Knights has named Cascades as one of the world's 100 most sustainable corporations. Of the 6,000 organizations and more analyzed, Cascades ranked 20th. For the second consecutive year, Cascades ranked first among the 54 organizations analyzed in the containers and packaging category. Now, the Global 100 Most Sustainable Corporations in the World ranking is a result of a performance analysis of international corporations with more than $1 billion in revenues. In the evaluation, 25 key performance indicators from four areas, that being economy, environment, social, and governance, are taken into account. The weighting of these indicators is defined according to each industry. Cascades stands out thanks to its high percentage of clean revenue, i.e., from the sale of eco-friendly products, in addition to its sustainable investments, the alignment of its greenhouse gas emission reduction targets with international recommendations, the inclusion of sustainability objectives in the performance evaluations, and gender diversity on its board of directors. This is one of many times that Cascades has been recognized for sustainability over the years, and it bears witness to its will to outdo itself and always do more for the well-being of communities and the planet, a commitment that is reaffirmed in its latest 2021 to 2025 Sustainability Action Plan. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor Intercon mill rocked by December 13th incident that damaged dissolving tanks. A violent operational incident at Canfor Pulp's Intercontinental Pulp Mill on December 13th caused damage to the dissolving tanks used in the pulp manufacturing process. No one was injured, but the mill was shut down as a result. Quote, "To be clear, there was no explosion at Intercon Mill, and we strongly caution against any claim to that effect," said Michelle Ward, Canfor Pulp's Vice President of Corporate Communications. Michelle Ward continues, quote,
an explosion would be a very serious and visible incident. On December 13th, there was a smelt water reaction in the dissolving tanks at the Intercon mill, where hot smelt interacted with cold water, causing noisy jolting within the tanks. The event, which lasted 2 to 3 minutes, caused damage to the tanks, but most importantly, no one was hurt, Ward added, saying the team of the Intercon followed our well-rehearsed emergency response plan, evacuated the area to ensure people safely and successfully shut down the mill in an orderly fashion. WorkSafe BC was immediately notified, and they quickly attended the scene to conduct their investigation. They cleared the site for repairs, which have now been completed, end of quote. The adverse reaction in the tanks happened 6 days before Intercon went into a planned 2-week curtailment that had scheduled to begin on December 19th. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia. Graphic Packaging moves Bristol, UK packaging operations to a state-of-the-art site in long-term commitment to the beverage packaging experience and excellence. Fiber-based consumer packaging leader Graphic Packaging International has announced that it's moving its Bristol, UK beverage packaging manufacturing operations to its new state-of-the-art facility nearby, creating up to 30 new jobs in the process. The move to the 255,000-square-foot facility, twice its current base in the Fish Ponds area, comes in response to the increasing worldwide demand for fiber-based packaging. Once the new site becomes fully operational in the fourth quarter of 2023, its expanded and upgraded product capabilities will make it one of the largest and most technologically advanced sheet-fed folding carton plant in Europe. The new facility will also house an innovation center that will enhance the company's innovation and developmental capabilities. Graphic Packaging customers will be invited to view the progress of the new site at various stages as it nears completion. Dateline New York. Mercer International Incorporated announces downtime at its Selger mill. Mercer International Incorporated reports that, due to a lack of appropriate fiber availability, its Selger mill in British Columbia, Canada, is planning on taking approximately 3 weeks of downtime. The curtailment is expected to commence in March of 2023. Juan Carlos Bueno, Mercer's president and CEO, remarked, "We are disappointed at the current fiber supply situation, and in particular, the lack of available residual fiber for pulp has led us to this difficult position, forcing us to curtail." Juan Carlos Bueno continues, "The continued fiber supply problem is a source of disappointment for our employees, our suppliers, and the Castlegar region and the province at large. We are hopeful to a resolution in short order," said Juan Carlos Bueno. Now, Mercer International Incorporated is a global forest products company with operations in Germany, the U.S., and Canada, with annual production capacity of 2.3 million metric tons of pulp, 960 million board feet of lumber, 140,000 cubic meters of cross-laminated timber, 17 million pallets, and 150,000 tons of wood pellets, and a partridge in a pear tree. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.